Hey there, welcome to LSI Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSIDemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Jay.
Hey guys, I currently work as a paralegal with 2 years of experience, and I intend on applying this fall to attend law school. After going through the publicly available data, it seems as if most students graduate with a salary below 100K, question mark. Yeah.
True. Yeah,
facts.
That's true.
Facts. you know, the average, like the mean salary for lawyers might be above 100K, but that's because the brand new big law associates are making 200 or 210 or whatever, 220 or whatever it is now. Mm-hmm. The majority, pretty wide majority of brand new law grads make more like 60. Mm-hmm. There's a big discrepancy, says Jay, between higher ranked schools and the median salary reported. Of course, that is due to big law. Yeah. I currently make something comparable to the median salary report of all graduates at regional schools. We are talking about medians here, not talking about means. So median would be the middle number. If you line up everybody, all their salaries in a row from lowest to highest, median is just the one in the middle, the one person in the middle. And that shouldn't be affected by big law. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the big law people are in line at the far high end.
Whether it's 300 or 200,000 a year, that's not going to change the median is. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Anyway, is a JD a sound investment in maximizing long-term potential? Wait, I want to say that last sentence again. I currently make something comparable to the median salary report of all graduates at regional law schools. So this is a paralegal who's already making the median salary for new law grads.
Yep.
Okay. And wants to know if a JD is a sound investment. There's only so far you can take being a paralegal, and I'm having a hard time understanding how graduates could only be making as much as a paralegal. Well, it's because there are too many of them.
Well, and also we're looking at new graduates, right? So they're going to, maybe you've maxed out paralegal and these graduates are going to continue to increase their salary over time.
The ones who stay in law.
Yeah.
Are going to continue to increase their salary over time. But I mean, the way it works, right, is just this giant pyramid. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be real wide at the bottom with a lot of people making nothing. And the ones who stay in it are going to make more and more and more. But many of them are going to wash out. You know, I mean, in fact, maybe most of them are going to wash out.
Yeah. I mean, I want to get to Jay's question, right? Is it a sound investment? Jay, your question is kind of like asking, is real estate a sound investment?
Yeah, it depends.
It depends so much on your location, how much you pay for the property that you buy, when you bought it, what deals you were, what terms you were able to negotiate that. I mean, small tweaks in your agreement or the timing or the location can kill a deal.
Yeah.
That make another deal amazing. Yeah. And that's why we talk about don't pay for law school all the time on the podcast, because one big factor here is your investment of time and money up front. If the money is very, very low, then your chances of successfully pulling in money that is more than what you spent goes up.
If you enjoy the law firm life, you're a paralegal. Sound like you're successful as a paralegal.
Yeah.
If you think you want to stay in law, if you're considering remaining a paralegal for the rest of your life, and your only other alternative is, should I become a licensed practicing lawyer? And you want to know whether it's a sound investment. I mean, the first thing is, what's the price you're going to pay for it? Mm-hmm. That's the first thing, because that's the definition of an investment, right? Now, we know you're going to spend 3 years. We know you're going to sacrifice earning potential for those mm-hmm. 3 years. So there's going to be time and money invested. The other investment, and this is the optional one, is tuition. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we keep saying don't pay for law school, don't pay for law school, don't pay for law school, is that you can get scholarships. So if you get a great LSAT, if you apply broadly, you should have multiple competing offers from a variety of schools. And then you can think about, okay, here's what the investment's going to be at this school versus that school. and hopefully you can get that tuition down to as close to zero as possible, then it's only the time and lost income investment that you're making. And then you can consider whether it's going to be worth it for you.
Yeah. And then also consider the option of going part-time. Keep your job, keep earning money. Now you're going over 4 years, but what kind of scholarship did you get to the part-time program? A lot of schools don't give scholarships or as many scholarships to people in the part-time program. But all those things matter, because what if you're still earning money and you have the option to walk away after year one, but you decide to stay? At the same time, you're still earning money, so now your investment has gone down. Like all these things can make
it
a big difference.
It is devastating when people get like pot committed, you know, where they quit their job to go to law school. And then it's like, well, no, now I have to stay here for all three of these years. So if there is some way that you could keep your job, Jay, that makes it a lot less risky of an investment. It's possible that all Jay really wants to know is how much money do lawyers make?
Yeah.
But you've been looking at the data. I mean, the publicly available data on how much they make, that's how much they make for their first year. And if you are, you know, if you're successful, like if you win, and especially if you figure out a way to strike it out on your own, you could, there's a lot of upside potentially. But if you're going to work in public service at all, there's limited upside. If you're going to work in a small firm or a medium-sized firm, if you're going to have a job where someone else pays you, and if you're not like bringing in the business, then I think the upside is pretty limited.
True. I would say that one of the risk factors, right, is your interest or ability to stick it out in the law. And I would say, Jay, at least when it comes to that risk factor, it seems like your risk is low because you're already a paralegal. You know this world. So many people go to law school, don't know this world at all, and are like, what the fuck did I get myself involved in? Okay, well, now that's a lost investment, even if they just stick it out for 1 year. But a lot of those folks, like you said, Nathan, they finished law school. I finished law school.
So did I.
It's like, wait, I knew I didn't like it. Why did I keep going? But whatever, like that's a potential risk. And thankfully for you, that's probably lower.
Yeah. Well, I would ask Jay, you know, do you want the life that the lawyers have in your office? That's a good question, because so frequently when I ask people, well, do you want to be the kind of lawyer that works in your law firm? And they're like, oh, hell no, I would never want the life of those people.
I'm going to do something different.
Well, okay, then what exactly are you going to do different? You know, I want to know where you're going to go. I want to know whose career it is that you're trying to replicate. One thing I used to say all the time is, you know, and I don't mean it literally. I don't need you to tell me the name, but can you name a real lawyer whose life you're trying to replicate, whose career you're trying to replicate? Like, you know where they went to school, you know what their career path looked like, you know what they do on a day to day, you know how many hours they spend in the office, you know whether they come in and work on Saturdays and Sundays and holidays, you know whether they've ever taken a vacation, you know roughly how much money they make, and you still want to do that. And if you can't answer yes, then I think you should think twice or three times or four times about whether you should go to law school. Because so many people like me went into law school with just this naive idea. You know, maybe I had like the median salary for lawyers in my head. And it was really just this fantasy about what kind of law I wanted to practice. And I have seen paralegals do it too, because I've seen paralegals go in with that, like, oh no, well, I don't want to do the kind of law that is practiced in my firm. And I go, well, okay, do you know any lawyers who do practice the kind of law you want to practice? No, but I think I want to do something in like intellectual property, or maybe be a sports agent, or, you know, and they just start coming with these like fantasy jobs that are, you know, they don't have any idea what it would take to actually get that job.
Yeah.
So I think Jay needs to pound the pavement figuratively. probably get on LinkedIn, send out a bunch of emails to a bunch of lawyers, you know, like connect to the type of lawyers who you think you want to be. And then see whether it's, you know, you're making a reasonable investment or not. Hope that's helpful, Jay. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.